Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Ducky is queen of the barn at Doll Baby's Farm in Indian River County. Darlene Dollins is raising a herd of goats there and selling soap that she makes from their milk. The six females, or does, sport names like Lucy, Coco, and Mercy May. The two bucks go by Heartthrob and Who's Your Daddy. All are part of a breed known as Nigerian Dwarf. The full-grown goats are about the size of a large lapdog. Most of the goats in the herd have brown eyes, but now they share barn space with three blue-eyed does.
Blue-eyed goats are gaining popularity, and so I made sure that I had opportunity to bring some blue eyes into the herd.
Why?
People like beauty. I mean, you look at those blue eyes. They're mystical. Absolutely stunning, especially on a dark goat. So, I don't know. People like what they like, but the blue eyes are just stunning. But, like my mentor said, blue eyes never put any milk in the pail. I like udders. A good capacity and an ease of milking. That's Mercy May. She'll be bred next spring for the first time. She will be 1 year old next month.
Raising goats is becoming more popular
yes.
in Florida?
Yes.
How come?
I think people are becoming more aware of clean eating, healthy food, raw milk, and the benefits of it. And since you can't buy raw milk for human consumption, people are actually researching and becoming goat owners.
You have a very close relationship with this herd. It's obvious. Would any of them ever be butchered?
Not with my knowledge. I don't sell them for meat. They're not bred for meat. They're not built like a meat goat. These are dairy goats. They're built very thin through the shoulders, broad through the hips to hold a nice bag, a nice udder.
When you sell one of these goats, you actually call it an adoption.
Yes, I get to know the person. I find out how serious they are about being a conscientious goat owner. Because it's not a short-term commitment. These guys live into their teens. Without proper care, they could get sick and leave the world way too early.
These goats resemble deer in appearance and habits.
They eat like a deer does. They're browsers like deer are. They have a digestive system like deer do, but they are domesticated. Definitely not a wild animal like my crazy dog here. Miss Pushy. Oh, Lizzie girl. Her name is Lunar Eclipse, actually, because she's totally black, and she has moon spots. So, sweet girl. So this is my herd. This is my little family. She's like a miniature version of her mother. They give peace to you. If you've had a bad day, you can come out here and plop down on this bench. They exude peace somehow. Some people freak out when they look at their eyes. You see how the pupils are slanted side to side. I find it peace-giving. And I can sit down and they'll plop in my lap and we'll just kind of mellow out together. Hi.
They're lap goats?
Absolutely lap goats. They're miniatures.
How do they communicate with you?
Well, they holler when they hear me coming out the back door when they know it's feeding time. And they each have a song.
They have a song?
Okay, I'm a little strange, but I created a song for each goat that I sing to them, and it has their name in it. So when I want their attention, I sing their song.
How did you get interested in raising goats?
I met a goat down on 37th Street.
You met a goat?
I met a goat. You don't just see goats, you meet them because they're very strong personalities. Being lactose intolerant, I became very interested and started researching. And 5 years later, I have a beautiful barn full of goats and wonderful milk.
Along with lettuce and green beans, Darlene Dollins cultivates luffa, a member of the cucumber family that grows in gourds on vines. Then she makes soapy luffa pads using soap made from milk provided by her herd of Nigerian dwarf goats. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.